He scored a lot of different players. You know, then they scored, you know, they scored out in the open court, you know, when we either turned the ball over or didn't get good shots. I guess we did. And he's been doing that in various matchups. You know, we really, no one ever really was able to impact that individually. And when that is the case, you know, you need more from everybody collectively. If there is a big hole, we trap them. You know, that's where they got some threes because our rotation is one sharp. But there was a lot of lack of execution in, you know, situations with the action, you know, the handoff. And then I think, you know, in one-on-one isolation situations, he went through us a lot. In addition, we get Memphis, he's just attacking through us. We just have to have, you know, more resolve.
Coach, in the third quarter, you really needed the basket a couple of times. Jalen Johnson seemed to have like a fast break opportunity to kick the ball out, but he wanted to beat the moment was moving and they missed the 3-pointer. But it felt like Jalen had an advantage where he was going downhill at the basket. Would you like, especially in that
moment? Yeah, where you're going is really hard for us to go. I'll tell you why. Because it's very easy for us and for me. I'm telling you what I try not to do. Is to try to predict the read a player should make at a given time in the game. So one of the reasons that he gets 13 and 14 assists is because when he does get in there, he makes a read because there's two guys there and he kicks it out. And someone makes a shot, say he made the right one. He kicks it out, someone doesn't make the shot, and I would say maybe you should have kept it. And he, one of his strengths is making those reads. And you know, his ability to finish on the rim and to play man. So, you know, he understands, you know, the areas that, situations that he needs to find. When we're not running, you know, we're not using him as effectively as we can. When the ball's not being moved quickly and they're shifted, those are harder situations for him. So, I know the player you're talking about, you know, and we had a few of those where he went to the rim, had a great look, and didn't go in. Had a couple went to the rim, and maybe he got fouled, didn't get a call. So as long as we're playing, you know, we're thinking the right way and trying to make plays like you're describing, I think over time we're going to be okay. You know, it's when we don't do those things, where just our efficiency is still there. We still score. We're just not going to score as high a level given the team that we have. And I think I was happy in the third quarter. You know, when we came out, and that was a stretch probably. You could say maybe you overpassed in that situation, but he's coming from a place where he was trying to do something for someone else. And the best teams at the best times when they're playing the best basketball, everybody's trying to help someone else. You know, that level of connectivity is really hard to find. When you do find it, sometimes it's hard to hang on to. Just once you turn on the light, it just doesn't stay on. And that's part of having, you know, integrating some new players. You know, those things, you have to kind of rediscover those maps with the guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.